This recording, Germany 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would like some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her, to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born August 26, 1950 in Hannenmünden. Let's say this way, former West Germany, because Germany now is reunited. Germany is a small city with about 30,000 people living there, and nobody actually knows it. So the rough direction is it's right between Hanover and Frankfurt. That's 100 miles south of Hanover and about 100 miles north of Frankfurt. And I grew up there, and after I finished my college and everything, I started working for a department store. I moved around Germany. First, I was located and stationed in, or was working in Dortmund. That's in the German main industrial area. Later on, I was working for Panasonic, and I was moved around all over the country, Munich, Stuttgart, Berlin, Hamburg. I forgot to say, after school and college, you know, I joined the German Air Force for about 4 years, not for exactly 4 years, and I was stationed in Fort Bliss, Texas. That's El Paso. I was stationed in Holland. I was stationed in Greece. That's on the island of Crete. And in Beja, Portugal, and Decimomano in Sardine, which belongs to Italy. So I was in the German Air Force. I was radar operator. I was not flying personal. And later on, I started a career as a businessman. I was 10 years working for Panasonic as a branch office manager. Later on, I got a president job for an English Hong Kong Chinese company called Celestion. Everybody who knows something about music knows a lot about Celestion, the biggest loudspeaker manufacturer. And now I'm in the States, and I'm working for business solutions operation as an area manager, sales manager for the Kansas area. Okay, that's roughly who I am, what I did, where I'm born.
Talk for a little bit about your first exposure to English.
Well, my first exposure to English was, my hometown was close to an American Army base, that was Army Security Agency. Those people listening to the radio conversation of the former East Bloc. And I grew up with kids. So my basic vocabulary, my grammar and basic vocabulary I learned at school. And I added my little American slang on in early days already, hanging around with American kids of the soldiers. And later on, of course, I got better at school, and During my businesses and even my Air Force time, I was almost stationed together with NATO troops. That means my military language was mostly English. Then working for Panasonic, mostly English. Later on, for the Hong Kong Chinese company, was English. And so I was actually as much involved in English as I was involved with German. Ich habe es genossen, als Deutscher geboren zu sein, in Deutschland aufzuwachsen, eine sehr gute Ausbildung zu genießen, und ich genieße nun, in einer neuen Welt zu leben, andere Lebenserfahrungen zu sammeln und die vielleicht mit den gesammelten Lebenserfahrungen aus Deutschland zu vergleichen. Und ich fühle mich in den USA sehr wohl, und wie ich mich absolut überall in der Welt wohlgefühlt habe. Und,